Her feelings were buzzing around inside her.
Anna?
Emma whispered.
You know that gorgeous bloke is checking you out, right?
Quit it!
Anna laughed and playfully swatted at her friend. Emma had been her best friend since high school and was one of the few who remained. After school, Anna had moved away to try her luck abroad, and when she returned a couple of years later, most of her friends had disappeared. Several people thought Anna ought to hurry up and start a family. She was fast approaching 30. She never thought the subject of a family would be such a hassle. She certainly did not intend to have a child before she met the right man. And she dated so many men who had not been fatherhood material. This party was one Emma had practically forced her to attend. And after another glance towards the bloke on the sofa across the room, Anna felt quite happy that she let herself be talked into it. There was something special about him, something she couldn't quite define, but which made her feel all tingly inside.
Anna, was it?
She looked across the table at the chair where Emma had been sitting and found herself staring straight into those beautiful, seductive eyes. He was next to her, far too close, and Anna swallowed hard while her heart fluttered. He knew her name.
That sounds like my cue to leave. Have fun, Emma laughed and disappeared.
Anna could have choked her friend when she realized that he was sitting down across from her on Emma's empty chair. She had never been good at this sort of thing. She was too shy and never knew how to conduct herself.
Hi, she replied, much too shrilly.
Having fun?
Anna nodded.
Absolutely, and you knew my name. I don't know you from somewhere, do I? I'm quite sure I have remembered, she said with a smile.
My name is Martin, and I bribed your friend to tell me your name, he said with a smile, nodding towards Emma, who waved cheerfully at us from the other end of the room. And if I had met you before, I never would have let you go.
Anna held her breath. She had just been planning how to murder Emma, but these last words had made it impossible for her to think correctly. What did he mean by that? They had spent the rest of the evening laughing and talking about lots of things. Anna had forgotten entirely how shy and nervous she felt being close to Martin. He kept her calm while simultaneously leaving wonderful chaos inside her. She had never believed in love at first sight, until now. For that reason, she felt utterly bewildered when Martin merely hugged her at the end of the evening, causing all sorts of emotions to flood through her. He also gave her his phone number and a promise that they would see each other again. His scent had etched its way into her nostrils, and she felt confident that she would never forget it again. Every millimeter of her body ached with desire, but at the same time, she was happy that he left her feeling like that. That demonstrated that he was not just looking for a one-night stand, like so many other men were, and that convinced her even further that Martin was Mr. Right. If only she had known what would happen later. A month had passed, and her lips burned against the warmth of his skin. Anna clung to his muscular body as he penetrated her deeper, deep enough that she whimpered with desire. Her body shivered, and she couldn't get enough of him. When Martin pulled out and started to tease her, she raised herself up and sought out his mouth. She wanted more, but he enjoyed tormenting her. Each time she got close enough to feel his breath, he withdrew. She couldn't resist the smile on his lips. He teased her, and she hated it, even though she couldn't help smiling. Just as the frustration grew inside Anna, he thrust powerfully inside her. He knew exactly what he was doing, and she was lost. Martin smiled when his lips finally met hers, and their tongues danced passionately. Anna flinched when their teeth smacked against each other amid the hungry kisses. When Martin's mouth made its way down her neck, she moaned out loud while her nails dug into the bedsheet. That was her weak spot. He could almost make her orgasm merely by kissing her neck the way only he knew how. Just as the orgasm approached and Anna could feel her body arching, she was about to lose herself completely. Everything went dark. She awoke with a shudder. Her body was soaked and the sheets were as well. But she was alone in bed. In spite of that, her naked nipples were rigid and Anna could vividly remember the wet dream she had just had. And Martin, her greatest weakness. The only man who could make her soaking wet just by her thinking about him. She could not resist sneaking one of her hands under the covers. Her pussy was throbbing and aching to be touched. It was not just in her dream that she had been soaking wet. It was enough to think about Martin as she closed her eyes and let her fingers brush against her most sensitive area. She barely even started touching herself before the orgasm...